Hey friends, let's talk about a Hello World app. Now we did a video on a Hello World app, but we did it from the perspective of C#. We looked at the namespace and the using commands and things like that. In fact, we did a whole video series and we ran the application. We hit Control F5 to start without debugging, but we never really looked and found the thing we made, did we?
Yeah, we were really code focused. And for me, it's not really concrete until I see where it exists on my computer's disk. So let's take a look at project types.
So what we're looking at right here is exactly where we left off at the end of the C# video series. We were making a little banking application. It's a console app. So it's not a Windows app that pops up and has buttons and things. It runs at the command line. And over here on the right-hand side, we've got this Solution Explorer. Are those my files? Is that a representation of what's happening on the disk?
Right, so what you see in the File Explorer isn't exactly what you see in the Solution Explorer. So here you have a bin folder and an object folder. You have .csproj files. None of that you see in the Solution Explorer because that isn't exactly what you need right now when you're in your coding.
Are they kind of hiding that from me? Because it's really not the point right now. The point is my code.
Right.
Okay, but we were building stuff, we were running stuff. We spent a whole bunch of videos learning C#. I was running my application by pressing Control F5 or Start Without Debugging or F5 to debug, but I never really saw the thing. Like, where's my thing I made?
Right, so the output of your app is actually in the bin folder. Why don't you double click on that?
Okay, bin.
And in debug.
Debug.
And in Netcore App 3.0.
Ah.
So now we can see the .exe which is the output application of what we built.
Okay, so that's the stuff I made, my SuperBank EXE and my SuperBank DLL, and then there's some other kind of peripheral stuff that came along for the ride.
Right.
Can I run that?
Yeah.
Okay, so if I run that, well, that wasn't exciting. It just kind of, let me do that again. Maybe I did it wrong. It just came and went.
You didn't do it wrong. So that's basically what console apps look like. If we don't add like a console.readline or it doesn't wait for feedback, why don't we run that from the command prompt?
Okay, so I'll go out to my command prompt. I'm using the Windows terminal. And you'll notice that I'm in the same folder, right? I'm in the exact same folder. And I can compare these
debug,
two folders.
Netcore app. Okay.
I actually right-clicked here in Explorer and I said copy. And I came down to the command line and I said CD and I pasted it in. That's how I got here. And if I type dir, that's the same stuff, right?
Yeah.
So you said I can run that. So my SuperBank, I'm going to hit tab. Remember, tab's our friend in Visual Studio, and it's our friend at the command line. So I'll hit enter. Aha! That's what I was seeing yesterday when we were doing C# videos. Okay, so that's the app that we wrote yesterday, which is great. So the SuperBank EXE and the stuff around it is my app. Can I just take that and give that to my family and they can run it too?
Yeah, they're running it on the same operating system. If you want to publish it out to different operating systems, you can run different commands, but we'll cover that in a different video.
Yep, we're going to go through publishing and the difference between running on Windows or running on Mac or running Ubuntu a little bit later, and the idea of a .NET runtime and how that runtime is needed, and all those things in the publishing video, but that's a Hello World. Like, that's the anatomy of a .NET Hello World application using Visual Studio 2019. Stick with us for more .NET Core videos coming up next.